here comes the money.
Here we go. Is the Survivor Series Elimination Match winner take all? Introducing first, Team Alliance. From British Connecticut, he is the owner of WCW, Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon has bet his future on purchasing the WCW, and now that future being wagered in this one match. It's winner take all or nothing for Shane O'Meara. The silver spoon on the line. He puts his daddy out of business, or he's gone.
From Houston, Texas, Booker T.
Well,
introducing Team WWF, the 500-pound Big Show.
roster of 7,500 pounds. And look at the respect the Royal Court given this 500 pounder at the hand of the Orion. That is an extraordinary human being standing in the ring, and they just keep on coming. The bigger freak, the guy with the burnt face with a 7'2", 500-pound freak show. 6'10", 326. As athletic a big man has ever laced the boots in the WWF locker room. Our guys are all going to be unemployed in a few minutes. Hellfire and brimstone in this matchup. They're big, they're bad. But they can be had, and they just keep getting better. Kane and the Big Show. He debuted in 1990 at the Survivor Series. Of The Undertaker. When he debuted, he won the WWF title against Hulk Hogan. And The Undertaker riding that bike right through the Alliance. And this is going to be a slobber knock of the love. Game face of The Undertaker. Very, very prevalent. Stone Cold taking high ground from that motorcycle. Stone Cold surveying the action. Taking high ground. You can't decide if you love Stone Cold or if you hate Stone Cold. You're like schizophrenic or something.
What difference does it make to you?
It doesn't.
The hell do you care?
I don't care.
Well, shut up about it. And call a match and do your job.
Throw your farm stuff at the TV tomorrow night when you're watching me on Raw.
Jim Cornette can replace you tomorrow night, pal.
Well, you're funny for an unemployed guy.
I ain't unemployed yet.
But you will be.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, Bruce Jericho.
Because your mom and your dad lived in a freaking shack.
And
they couldn't afford a state like my parents did.
Well, they're both dead, as a matter of fact.
My parents aren't dead. How dare you say that?
What are you looking at, Booker?
Better watch it. He'll pitch slap you.
Yeah, right. Jericho coming out here.
I don't know what him to do it.
Jericho and Rock better have their egos checked at the door. The personal issues put aside and put the WWF and the WWF fans first and foremost in their mindset here tonight. If Jericho and The Rock are not on the same page,
and they won't,
the WWF cannot win this match in my estimation.
Your estimation means nothing. Mine does. WWF is going to lose. Say goodbye, Jimbo. It's over for you.
The Rock is
remember that one team helped eliminate all the opposition to win this elimination match. All members of one team, all five, have got to be defeated for this match to end and for a winner to be declared. The losing team's company will be out of business forever as a result of this main event.
Can you imagine this, JR?
And The Rock and Austin. The Rock and Austin not wasting any time. Oh! Kurt Angle just... He just beat Austin. The Rock got him. The Rock got him. The count.
here, mother. Oh, now.
I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a time that I thought, Lord, this could last very long. Oh, my Lord. Somehow I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gotta go. Ooh, it's been so long, a little too long, but the change has gotta go. So tired of suffering, standing by myself and standing up alone.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, Ricky Morton has been in since the opening bell, his partner. And now there's the tie. We're going to get a switch.
You're talking about a high drop kick. It was almost like he executed that right on top of the Russian Bear's head.
Robert Gibson had him covered. A count of two on Big Ivan Koloff, but he couldn't hold him down. Now the tag, and the Rock and Roll is going to switch again. These two young men, they really use speed to their advantage. Now the tag, they've switched again. Well, I think if they can continue to do this, they can keep the Russian sort of befuddled, Tony. That's got to smart. That's got to hurt a lot when you get him by that beard. Again, a count of two, almost a win for the Rock and Roll Express. A couple of times now, they've been within that one count.
All right, a tag was made right there, Bob. A tag was made. That's it. We've got new champions.
views expressed in Piper's Pit, those of Mr. Piper alone and his guests, and certainly not necessarily those of us here on Championship Wrestling or this station. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we take you now to Piper's Pit.
I don't care. That's very good. Very good. I don't care. Yeah, that's fine. Let me talk to your partner for a second. Obviously, everybody is aware of your opinion, Tony Garea. This week, we have also with us B. Brian Blair on Piper's Pit. I'd like you just to know that you are a very inspirational young wrestler. I've been watching you. You are very good. You have all the assets to become a champion. I'd just like to fill you in on a few things. When you're talking about Tony Garea as your partner, first of all, you realize Tony Garea has lost the tag team heavyweight championship 5 times. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is possibly in your young career, you could be getting into a jinx by being with a man like this. Because it's simple as this, if a guy loses a title 5 times with 5 different partners, now I'm just trying to help you. And as we go along here, I like young athletes, and all I'm trying to do is help you here. But with a fellow like this, when you've got a fellow that lost it 5 times, the guy is washed up, the guy is a jinx. It's time for you to pick another partner. It's time for you to go off on by yourself out in the ring. It's time for you to do your own thing, not be jinxed by a has-been.
Granted, you're right, Mr. Piper. Tony has, him and his former partners have lost the tag team belt 5 times, but they also won the belt 5 times.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I guess a nice round of applause. Yes, but they've won them 5 times, but that don't mean nothing. What I'm telling you is the guy is a jinx, the guy is a has-been, he's washed up, and it's simple as that.
Excuse me, Mr. Piper. Brian, just remember one thing in this sport. Never let anybody bring you down to their level.
Here we go. Never let anybody bring you down to their level. Here we go, walking off again. That's real simple. The thing is, Brian Blair is obviously doing that because he's walking off with Tony Garea.
My first bit, always controversial.
Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Get around much anymore. Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Two of my assassins are dead. I will not tolerate failure. I'm the man who will maintain the dignity of this evil organization.
What the hell was that?
Fuck!
volcanic eruption.
May I present to you my spy in the Ministry of Defense? Fat bastard.
First things first, where's your shitter? I've got a turtle head poking out.
Charming.
I'm not kidding. I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey. Oh, it's squidgy. Oh, Christ, I'm getting all emotional from it, you know?
Right. Fat bastard, could I have my mojo, please?
Where's my money?
All right, give him his money.
Jesus Christ, he's tiny. I've a bigger chunks of corn in my crap.
Wait a minute. He kind of looks like a baby.
Come here, I'm gonna eat you. I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly. Come on! You're lucky, wee man!
Ah! Can I have a hug?
Dr. Evil, let me make you a deal, all right? You get the mojo, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, ribs.
Excuse me.
Chili, baby back, ribs.
Dr. Evil, what are we going to do about Powers?
Austin Powers is no longer a threat to me. I have his mojo.
Passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned.
Fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
Ain't that cute? They got his and hers Picassos.
Gus, I didn't even know you knew who Picasso was.
Sure I do. It says right here.
Hers is bigger. Sorry to bother you. Just got a couple of questions to ask.
Are you Vice?
No, we're Homicide.
What do you want?
When's the last time you saw John Boz?
Is he dead?
Why do you think he's dead?
Well, you wouldn't be here otherwise, would you?
Were you with him last night?
You're looking for Catherine, not me.
Who are you?
I'm Roxy. I'm her friend.
Well, Roxy, do you know where your friend is?
She's out at the beach house at Stinson. Cedar 1402.
Thanks.
You're wasting your time. Catherine didn't kill him.
still of the night.
She couldn't stand it to see both of them slap each other in the face. She knew what was next. She is out. Believe me, I know what a woman thinks. I know what a woman thinks. Believe me.
You all right?
Well, I don't know. I can't imagine. Did she have a heart attack or what? Give her mouth-to-mouth restitution.
Mouth-to-mouth what?
You know, when you revive them. Uh-oh. Well, the match has stopped.
Well, it hasn't stopped at all.
Martel wants to help her out. Martel trying to bring Sherry back around. Here, hold my hand still. Wouldn't that be
nice to help?
Hey, what's going on?
What is your problem, Hush? What is your problem?
Oh, right in the kisser.
He nailed him good. Right in the
mouth. Right in the kisser. Oh, look at this. The referee is still counting both men, but they're going at it tooth and nail. They don't care about Sherry.
Wait a minute.
Sherry, did you see that in the background?
She moved.
Both men counted out.
She's fixing her hair.
And Sherry, she was fixing. She is. Look at this. She's what?
She fainted again. She didn't faint. What are you trying to say?
Watching these two men, I believe, fight over her. And you think that's deliberate, what she's doing?
I'm not so sure.
I better go revive her, McMahon.
You're set right here.
Shawn Michaels and the model Rick Martel going at it. And I'm not so sure whether she fainted again. I mean, come on, she looked at me like she was completely conscious.
No.
As if she knew exactly what she was doing.
No, she's out. She's out cold.
Well, what's going to happen now?
Well, he's going to revive her.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Yeah.
trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. God, don't nobody know my trouble but God.